Well, there was a monastery of nuns out in the country, and Mother Superior was dying. And because the nuns owned their own farm, every morning and every evening they would go out and get Reverend Mother fresh cow's milk and give it to her each morning and each evening. But unbeknownst to Mother Superior, the sisters poured a substantial amount of brandy in every glass of freshly milked cow milk. Well, believe it or not, this kept her going for about 5 more years. But eventually, she was slipping away, and all the nuns gathered around her bedside to hear her last words, her knowledge, her wisdom that Mother Superior was about to impart to them. And all the nuns gathered around her bed, and Mother Superior whispered, "Sisters, whatever you do, don't sell that cow." Well, there are famous last words. Of course, we have famous last words like, "Remember the Alamo," or "We who are about to die salute you," or Father Miguel Pro saying, "Long live Christ the King," before he was killed by the firing squad, or famous last words of Saint Stephen, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." But in today's gospel, we have the Lord's famous last words. What were the last words that the Lord told the disciples and the church and us? "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Go out and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I am with you always until the end of the age." So those are the Lord's famous last words. When people speak their last words, they are so important because this is the last thing they want us to remember about them. So what is the last thing the Lord told us to do? Was to save souls, to go out and to baptize and to share the faith and to spread the faith and to teach all nations. It's the last thing the Lord told us to do. So ask yourself the question, how are you responding to the Lord's last words that he gave the apostles and that he gives to each one of us? What are you doing to build up the kingdom of God? What are you doing to evangelize, to share your faith with others, to help save souls? Because that's why we're on earth, is to save our soul and to save the souls of as many people as we can. So ask yourself, what are you doing to share the faith? Perhaps you're already doing that. Maybe you're already doing visits to the homebound or perhaps the nursing homes. Maybe you're doing prison ministry or hospital visits. See, there's so much to be done. There's so many souls to be saved out there. Many of you teach religious education. That's how you're evangelizing. That's how you're fulfilling the Lord's last words. Perhaps you're helping with RCIA and teaching. Maybe you're involved in the Legion of Mary and helping to share the faith, or the Knights of Columbus, or these other wonderful organizations. But ask yourself, what are you doing as an individual to build up the kingdom of God? Because the Lord will ask you, did you follow my last words? Did you go out and share your faith with others? Or did you keep it to yourself? Well, our graduates that are in the front row, they're graduating this year from high school. We're very proud of them. So many of them have been involved in our youth group. And now they go off to college or university. And what will you do to share your faith with others? Don't forget what Father Faber said. If you don't try to convert the world to Christ, the world will convert you away from Christ. So make sure you join Focus or join your Catholic campus ministry. Get involved in the faith. If you practice your faith and share your faith in college, then you'll become better Christians and better Catholics after your 4 years. Don't let the world convert you to its false philosophies. Convert the world to Jesus Christ. That is your job. That's your commission now as you graduate. So those were the Lord's words. Go out into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. So again, ask yourself, are you responding to those last words of our Lord Jesus Christ? The Lord gave them to us right before his ascension. The ascension is the feast day that we celebrate today. when the Lord ascended gloriously into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. This is the second glorious mystery that we pray every time we pray the rosary, especially on Wednesdays and on Sundays when we say and meditate upon the glorious mysteries. So this is a great feast day. It's a great feast day of hope because Jesus ascended to heaven, as the prayer said in the opening of the Mass, not to abandon us, but to give us hope that where he has gone, we hope to follow. Remember, the church is the body of Christ. Christ is the head, we are the members. Where the head is gone, so the members of the body of Christ hope to go as well. So why did Jesus ascend into heaven? Well, he ascended to go to the right hand of the Father, or he sits at the right hand of the Father in glory. The Lord came into this world and he fulfilled his mission. He died for each one of us. He opened the gates of heaven. He did his job, his work most perfectly, dying on the cross for each one of us, rising from the dead. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. And he said he must go to the Father so that he and the Father could send the Holy Spirit, which we'll be celebrating next Sunday on the feast day of Pentecost, when they sent the Holy Spirit upon the church. So why did Jesus ascend? Well, he told us, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. And that's why the Lord ascended to heaven, to be our hope, to be our goal. And he gives us the purpose of our life, is to one day be with God in the kingdom of heaven. And we can never think about heaven enough. We should every year read a book about heaven by a good Christian or a good Catholic author. I love Peter Kreef's books on heaven. Heaven, the heart's deepest longing, and everything you always wanted to know about heaven but were afraid to ask. So read about heaven. We have to have that vision very clear in our minds. That's our goal. That's our destination. It's what makes sense out of life. That's why you come to Mass, is to grow closer to God so that you can get to heaven. That's why we love God and love others, is to one day get to heaven and to be with God forever. So we should think about heaven. A couple weeks ago, I gave an entire homily about heaven at one of the later Masses. But just to remind ourselves about the beauty of heaven, to be able to see the beatific vision, to gaze upon the magnificence of God, one God, three divine persons, to look upon the beatific vision, to see God face to face, this magnificent being of love, goodness, beauty, and truth. Heaven is the fulfillment of all our desires and all of our hopes. In heaven, there is no suffering, no pain. It's perfect and eternal happiness. Not just natural happiness, but supernatural happiness. Again, the greatest joy of heaven is the beatific vision, gazing upon God himself. But then he also gives us other joys of heaven, what are called the social joys of heaven, to be able to be with the angels and the saints, to get to meet your guardian angel that's been with you your entire life, to be able to meet the great saints like St. Francis or St. Teresa, the little flower, to meet St. Peter and Paul, to get to know the heavenly angels and saints, and to get to see what an angel looks like. Every angel is unique. Every angel is a magnificent work of art by God. Everyone is a masterpiece of God's creation. Each angel is different from every other angel. So many joys of heaven, and we have to think about that on this feast day of the Ascension. Again, Jesus did not go to heaven to abandon us, but to be our hope. And he says, I will be with you always until the end of the age. And he remains with us in the tabernacle of every Catholic church. So yes, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, but he's also in every tabernacle, since he can be in many places at once. So think about this feast day of the Ascension. Think about our call to evangelize, to share the faith, to save our soul and to save the souls of others, but especially think about the kingdom of heaven. Think about what it'll be like to see God, the most beautiful, magnificent being you could ever imagine, to experience perfect love, perfect goodness, perfect truth, and perfect beauty, to see God face to face. And the great Bishop Sheen once said that when you get to heaven, there'll be three surprises. He says the first thing is that some people that you never expected to see there will be there. And then he said the second surprise is some people that you expected to see there won't be there. And he said the third greatest surprise is that you'll be there.